So in this paper, the author discusses the subject of seeking default judgment in declaratory reliefs, navigating the procedural nuances under Ghana law. Whenever a plaintiff or a party goes to court, the ultimate objective is for the party to obtain judgment. It so happens that sometimes after filing the pleadings or the writ of summons and a statement of claim, a defendant may choose not to enter appearance or file a defense, and that is a default. Now, in instances where the reliefs are liquidated demand or unliquidated demands, mixed claims, etc., the law provides for how the plaintiff should proceed in the event of a default. For instance, if it is for liquidated demand, the plaintiff can just apply for a final judgment, among others. The law also provides for what the plaintiff should do when the reliefs are not specifically provided for, as in the case of declaratory reliefs. Many a times, practitioners, litigants, and sometimes even judges miss the procedural requirements for proceeding in default when the reliefs are declaratory. So the focus of this paper is essentially to discuss the procedural requirements. What happens if a defendant is in default of either appearance or default of defense, and how a plaintiff whose reliefs include declaratory relief must proceed? So the author starts by discussing generally the steps that are taken in commencing a legal action. A discussion is had on what default judgment is or what they mean. Then, of course, there is a discussion on the cardinal importance of procedure in litigation. There is always the argument of procedure versus substantive law, or more or less substance over form. The author discusses certain case laws and underscores the fact that procedure is important in as I mean in the same way as substantive law is important. And then the paper dovetails into cases in which the subject of taking default judgment in declaratory reliefs are discussed by the Supreme Court of Ghana, and what the law considers the way to proceed when a party who has a declaratory relief can do and must do, and what he or she must not do. Among other things, it is clear that before you proceed in such a declaratory reliefs, you can not proceed ex parte. The law states that you must proceed on notice and either go to full trial or get judgment by legal argument. Basically, that is the focus of this paper, and the author concludes by saying that when the reliefs include declaratory reliefs, one ought to proceed at all times on notice to the other party.